Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson of Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively into Labor Day holiday, the holiday of football, and the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens getting together. And of course, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're getting back out on schedule here, as well as our 27th anniversary in doing all of our tastiness treats. I'm counting them down. There might be some peach cake. I'm just saying, get out and get all the good things to eat. All are brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Pressure Lux and the Lucky Seven Doublers. I will also have Raven Scratch Offs when we continue the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the 16th of September at the Beaumont in Catonsville. We talked about some new sponsors around here. We've talked about me aging gracefully. I still think of myself as a young man, but I'll be turning 57 in a couple of weeks. And I think some people over at GBMC knew. They looked down and said, "Well, you're a GBMC patient," but yeah, they've been patienting often enough. So we have the GBMC hotline to remind me that I've got some medical things that I'm going to be catching up on in September and October and November, because my wife's been poking at me. My doctors at GBMC have said it might be time to get in. So when doing this, we're going to welcome a whole bunch of different doctors in to educate ourselves about a whole bunch of different things that GBMC does that are right here in Towson that we do locally. And one of our first guests on the GBMC hotline. I love when doctors come on because they smarten the show up so much. I call it intelligent conversation for our 27th anniversary. And I'm going to read directly from the website and say she's a general surgeon for GBMC Health Partners, Finney Trimble Surgical Associates, and a bariatric surgeon here to talk about robotics. I'm learning AI right now. Dr. Emily Waters is here. She's going to teach us a little bit about what they do over there. And I didn't go to school for any of this, but I think if you went to school back in my day, you'd be doing things a little bit differently in the medical thing. And every time I come to the hospital and I talk about anything surgical, and my wife is a two-time leukemia survivor, I've seen the magic of modern medicine at work. And I think this is where I'm going to learn a lot today, because I always remember the old surgical things on television 30, 40 years ago in operating rooms. It's so much different now. Doctor, it's a pleasure to have you on to talk about everything that's going on at GBMC, and a pleasure to have you in.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You're the one that's excited to talk about surgery, and I'm squeamish about blood. It's one of the reasons I haven't been to GBMC lately, and one of the reasons they're bringing me in. Why do people come to see you? I mean, by the time we're in a surgery, we're in a pretty serious situation if I had to come in and talk about a surgery. And doctors make me nervous, doctor.
Well, I'll tell you, I had maybe at least two male patients see me this week because their wife said, "We got to get rid of this hernia. I'm tired of looking at this bulge, your belly button, like come here." So very similar situation. So people come see me for hernias, gallbladder issues, obesity. If they've been struggling with obesity for a while, there's surgery for that as well. So all sorts of things in the belly is what I do.
Okay, so I've been a sports reporter for all my life, 40 years now. Sports hernia. I've heard about a sport. I've never had one. Had friends that had it. I've seen these sort of, obvious physical things that happen with hernias. And hey, don't pick that up. Lift with your legs, not with your back. I mean, all of those different things. And I'm a hot yoga guy, and I had some real back problems that brought me the last time I was at GBMC, was about 3.5 years ago. Really, I couldn't move. I had a psoas issue and a lot of things going on. I've never had a hernia. I've had friends that have had it. It was like 20, 30 years ago when all my dudes were playing ball and like all that, somebody would get a hernia. It was a big, big, big deal. And it was a out of work kind of thing. Tell me what a modern person, how someone like me hurts themselves and winds up in your office.
Yeah, I mean, kind of what you've already touched on, like lifting heavy, straining, anything that you're really pushing on your core muscles out, like pushing out. So, constipation, people who struggle with that, people who've had chronic coughs, if you have a sudden weight gain too, that puts more pressure on your belly wall. And basically, a hernia is where there's a hole in the muscle. So you can get hernias in your groins, which are really common for athletes, or you can get hernias anywhere in the middle of your stomach. That can happen as well. So just anything that you're putting a lot of force to repetitively can cause a hernia.
It is brought on by trauma, correct? Not by diet, not by bad luck, not by eating or drinking the wrong things.
Right. And it can be genetic as well, or from birth too. People can have umbilical hernias from birth, groin hernias, all that. So yeah, it can be a run of bad luck, or it also can be straining.
Well, I mean, all of these things are common. They were the same things you went to medical school for and grandparents went to medical school for, but how these are treated today and in the modern world at a place like GBMC, if you have this and it happened and I was moving, lifting stuff, they would always say, when you're moving, you might get a hernia. Don't do that. Don't lift that. It's too heavy for you. When this happens and they have trauma and they come to see you, surgery has to have changed in your time since medical school, but just this century to see what modern robotics and what science has done to make these procedures less onerous on the patient, recovery better, success better, safety better, all of that, correct?
Yes, definitely. When we first started doing surgery, of course, they were just big incisions. For whatever hernia you had, you get a big incision. We sew the muscle, put a mesh. That's what we do.
All I
Today,
hear in my mind, and this is the squeamish part of me being a nerd, is in the scalpel, please. I hear, from
exactly.
the like, and I'm, I don't want that, But now, I mean, I had an appendix in 1986 is when Chernobyl happened. So 39 years ago, I was a young man, younger then. I was 19 years old, and I have a scar, through my stomach. And now, like, appendix doesn't, it's not like you're, I was laid up for a good long time and it took me a couple of years to even my stomach was a mess, cut open, all of that. That doesn't happen anymore, right?
Oh yeah, now we do either laparoscopic or robotic, so it's small incision. So you still need a scalpel to do it, but it's smaller. And I send people home the same day from their appendix, from their hernia surgery. People are back walking that
I
day,
did
eating.
3 days in Church Home Hospital and months of discomfort.
Exactly. No, it's not like that anymore. The recovery is so much quicker when we do surgery minimally invasive, and that's what we're doing here at GBMC. We have a great robotics program. And people recover quicker from surgery because of it.
See, this is why I have you on, Dr. Waters, because I'm the scared guy. When I don't like blood. It's not that I don't like doctors. I have them on the show. I just don't need to see them. And my wife has seen enough doctors for a life. If you Google my wife, you'll know she had her life saved twice in the bone marrow registry, 155 nights in the
Wow.
hospital, all of that. So I feel like I've done really well to stay away from y'all. But when the point comes where if I were to need a surgery, if I were to need something coming, part of it is the fear and just the necessity. I mean, I'm sure you see people you're thinking like, my God, you had a hernia for months and months and months. Get this in here. And once they get it done, and I hear this from all the old guys that I know that have the hip replacements, they're like, it's the greatest thing I ever did. And it was a lot less painful than I thought it was going to be because I'm old and I remember scalpel. And you think, oh man, I had that appendix thing. I ain't going there anymore. But I do think in the modern world, this would not be the worst thing in the world to happen to me. And that you can fix people and get them happier and healthier. And I think the overriding message, don't be afraid to come see you.
Right, exactly. And most people will always say, I wish I would have come sooner. I wish I would have gotten this fixed sooner and gone on with my life. Because for hernias, it is a month of taking it easy, nothing doing, don't do any lifting at the gym, all that. But then after that, you're out playing golf, you're out doing your normal activities. So most people say, I wish I would have gone back to like pain-free living sooner.
Dr. Emily Waters is our guest. She is a bariatric surgeon and general surgery practitioner of all things at GBMC, our newest sponsor. We have the GBMC hotline you'll be hearing about around here. This is to a different side. I think obesity is a massive problem in our country. Diet, I talk about it all the time. If you look at any pictures of me from 20 years ago, you'll see that my face was a little bigger. I went about a buck 80, buck 85, and I'm cutting in at about a buck 48 right now. So I lost a lot of weight, cut all my white starches, salts, sugars, all of that. I am doing a massive, don't tell the doctors, doc, but I'm doing a massive eating thing right now. It's our 27th anniversary. I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat with our friends at Curio, and I'm eating every day. And people are like, how are you staying skinny? And for me, I'm a real food portion person and I'm married to a diabetic, so she's managing all of that. But obesity, I see it every day out and I do wonder, what are these people eating? Where is this going? How can we change people's habits? And I've spent a lifetime talking about that. But in the end, sometimes they come and see you and you can help some people that are having this problem too, right?
Definitely. And obesity is really multifaceted. It's not just people eat the wrong things. Sometimes it's epigenetics, it's how they were raised, all that. I have people who've come and tried every diet in the book, And now they're like, I've tried everything. What do I do next? And so that's when we can offer them surgery. Sometimes we offer medications as well. We just try to find the perfect plan for each patient because it's not just one size fits all for every patient who struggles with obesity.
So when we say bariatric surgeon, when you talk about this surgery, I've known some people that have had it. I've actually done a segment or two for some people, old football players that have gotten larger, lap bands, or, I don't know the difference between all of this because I'm not the doctor and you are. But when someone does come to you and we see changes, we see the GLP one thing that I'm hearing about. But, well, this is not a new thing. We had what back in the 70s, they had little pills. This will help you, help you not help you lose weight or whatever. Once someone gets, what is bariatric? What happens in this case where I have seen people go from bigger to smaller very quickly? Some of them public figures that I'm like, how did that happen that quick? And now I'm learning more about these drugs that are available. And I know Serena Williams was out in the news in this week. Differences and educate me because I really am ignorant about this.
Oh, there's so much to talk about in this topic. It's definitely a hot topic. So bariatric surgery, there's two that we do here where we take out the majority of the stomach. That's a sleeve gastrectomy, so you have less area for this food to go down. And then the other is a gastric bypass where we rearrange how food travels, how it gets processed. But through those surgeries, what they've learned over time is that it's not only about restriction with that, but that there's hormonal changes that happen, that your gut hormones that tell your mind, hey, I'm full, all that changes with bariatric surgery. So they've been able to extract that information and use it for the GLP-1s. Because a GLP-1, it just mimics a hormone that your body naturally produces. And so it gives your body more of that hormone, which bariatric surgery also does. So it's kind of interesting because they do correlate, and we learned a lot about how to create GLP-1s from bariatric surgery. And so now we're able to see weight loss without having surgery for some patients. Some patients still need surgery. The GLP-1s aren't effective on them for some reason. But both options, that's why we meet with each patient individually and see what'll work best for them.
Doctor, and by the way, Dr. Emily Waters is here from GBMC. We're going to be doing a GBMC hotline and all the things that we do. So you'll be hearing about it as well as some of our injury reports from Owings Mills with the Ravens. But I've got Dr. Emily Waters on. We're talking about stomach, bariatric, weight, obesity. So someone comes into you and is heavy, whatever that means. And you see them and they want the surgery. They're there to inquire. At what point does your doctorism take over to say, let's try this, not that. Let's do this. Let's avoid surgery. Hey, you need to have it. Hey, this isn't safe for you. And certainly, by the time someone gets to you with obesity, the first thing we all should know and realize is it's not safe. Where they are, it's not healthy. It's not good. It's the long-term situation. They're there to change something, maybe even if it's not their diet or counseling or all of the things that. I found a book called Fit for Life and I read it and I'm like, hey, let's eat less of that and less of that and less of that and drink more water and things, drink no soda, all those habits that 20 years ago I undid a lifetime of bad habits. And most of it I haven't gone back to despite my last 27 days eat pizza and pretzels and cheesesteaks and but also exercise and the things that I've done with hot yoga and our partners at Planet Fitness to stay healthy. But if somebody comes in and their habits are bad and they're a little older and they've never really been healthy, they've never really been athletic, what, when they sit in front of you, delineates when a surgery needs to happen, should happen, will happen? And where does the patient come to you from maybe another doctor to say, this person's really at risk because by the time you're doing a surgery on them, they don't just want to change their physicality. They need to change everything about their health at that point, right? This isn't cosmetic. This is about staying alive.
Right. It's definitely a life-saving procedure, life-saving surgery. And the decision whether we do medications or whether we do surgery, it's really based on that patient individually. Like, what other medical problems do they have? What medications are they on? Are these medications going to interfere? Will they benefit more from the surgery? Will they lose more weight from the surgery? Sometimes I try meds first, and after a couple months, the patient's like, this isn't working. I want to have surgery. And regardless of which way they go, they always meet with our dietitians. We have two dietitians on staff that work with these patients closely. They see them at least once a month. So that helps as well. Because it's not just here's a drug, here's a surgery, good luck. It's like, no, we do have to make sure that those lifestyle habits are in place, that exercise is part of the equation, that eating healthy, staying hydrated, all those things have to be part of the equation for lifelong success.
So in my travels, I have a few friends, but I have two friends in my world that have admitted to me that they've used this pill, and I don't know anything about it. So we're about to get educated with Dr. Emily Waters from GBMC. So friend of mine, male, little younger than me, about a year and a half ago, saw him. Like, hey, you look great. What are you doing? Because it's probably not polite of me to even say that. But I always say that because I'm on the hot yoga mat and I've lost weight and I've been inspired by how I did it. But like, it's personal. It's on the pill, man. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't even, I came to my wife. I'm like, looks great. I don't know what he's doing, but he did some pill thing. And then I see Ozempic, and I see all these commercials that, I mean, I'm a sports fan. It's coming at me, right? I don't know any of those pills because I don't come to doctors, right? Which you guys are going to be changed to come to GBA. I'm not looking for a pill to change anything for me. So I don't, all of the drug ads that come at me, all of it, I don't know. They're all happy drug ads, and I don't even sometimes don't even know what they do. But here's what I do to them. It might cause them bleeding, and it cause death, and the death. And I hear all of that stuff that happens after, and I'm thinking, that pill that my buddy told me about. Now, I also, about 6 months ago, delightful, I will call her a young lady because she's younger than me, did not know her 5 years ago, only have known her in recent times. She's beautiful. She's fit. She goes to the gym. She talks to me about it. I went out, had a beer, and we're talking. I'm like, and she told me she was heavier. And I'm like, I didn't know that. She's like, no, here's a picture. I looked. I'm like, oh my God, that's you. What'd you do? You're going to the gym. She's like, no, I took the pill. And I'm like, I don't ask because I'm not on press. What? But she did say to me, I can't eat blank, blank, blank. Oh, that'll tear my stomach. Oh, I can't eat that anymore. And I'm thinking, okay, somebody comes in now, they're heavy. You're not going to have surgery, bariatric surgery on them. You're going to recommend that they try a pill treatment. I don't know anything about this world, which is why I love having people like you on, Doc.
Yeah. So the drugs like Ozempic, there's Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, those are all injectables, which I'm guessing that's what they're talking about. It's a once a week injection and it mimics the hormone that tells you that you're hungry. So it can give you nausea the first couple of days after taking the injection. It's constipation. Those are really the main side effects. But it works by like people just feel full. And what I hear a lot from patients is that it decreases the food noise. So people who have been struggling with food for years, you're always obsessed with what you're eating, making sure I'm eating enough calories or not too many calories, but it just decreases that food noise and you don't even think about what you're eating next. So it really helps you to focus on eating healthy, eating like a protein, full lunch and dinner, those kinds of things, because
So
you're
they
not.
are losing weight in a really interesting way because they are really eating less. They really
They are
are.
eating less, absolutely,
Yeah.
but you're not starving yourself, because when you go on a strict diet or you're eating a lot less calories, you're always thinking, oh, I'm so hungry. When do I get to eat next? But with this medication, you're eating less calories, but you're not obsessed with when my next meal is. It's really interesting. It's the people who have gone on and told me that it just the food noise is gone, which is really incredible.
Serena Williams talking about it last week and putting a celebrity to it. I mean, I have a couple of friends that, they probably would tell me about it if I pried, but I'm not. I'm prying with the docs, getting the real answers here. Dr. Emily Waters is here. She's from GBMC talking about losing weight and being obese and things that doctors do at a great place like GBMC to help people. So somebody's overweight, they wind up in your office, you will recommend the pill at this point, given circumstances, or try that or the shot?
Yeah, it just really depends on what the patient is interested in and how much weight we have to lose. So we kind of look at the whole picture. Sometimes, because also bariatric surgery, it's not, you don't sign up for it and get surgery next week. It's actually a 6-month process. You have to do 6 months of nutrition classes. So sometimes I'll tell the patient, like, let's put you on meds during that 6 months. And at the end of 6 months, if you've lost weight with medications, we don't have to go for surgery. But if you're still not happy with weight loss, then you have everything in order to get the surgery.
Let's try it then.
Yeah. So
Dr.
I
Emily
always,
Waters is here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
oh no, I was just gonna say, I always give both options to the patient since it's so individualized.
Did I cover everything that people come to you about? And I definitely want to talk a little bit about robotics. And I'm trying AI on my side. I'm learning, trying to stay with the times and learn things. But as this has come along in modern times, I would think These doctors' conferences you go to, I know I feel this way about my dentist when he's putting my tooth up in a giant picture, and he was the dentist of mine. It just didn't have any of that 20 years ago. I've just seen how much things can change. In your time as a doc, coming from the lovely town of San Antonio through all of your training and making it here to the top at GBMC in Baltimore, because we're Baltimore positive, how much has it changed, and especially at GBMC, to try to be cutting edge, to have hospitals stay up on this, and education and staff and nurses and assistants and all of this? It really is an ensemble team effort when you're doing things differently than maybe you used to do them.
Yeah, exactly. And the robotics program here at GBMC has grown exponentially. So training has definitely been top of mind. We train the nurses, train the staff. How do we use the robot? How do we troubleshoot it? And then as we have more surgeons training on the robotics, now we, not only just offer urology, gynecology procedures, we're doing general surgery, bariatrics. We just hired a new orthopedic surgeon who's doing some robotic knee surgery. So there's the list of things we can do robotically just continue to increase.
Well, when I have Dr. Hisker on, and you could tell Christine and anybody else over at GBMC, since I started talking out loud about my age and the colonoscopy and all that, I've had three people, one on Friday at Pizza John's on the air, say, "You've got to do this. It doesn't hurt. It's good. It's new science. It's not like it used to be. It's not like all of that." And I'm like, all right, everybody, this is part of the whole GBMC thing here, is to psych me up to come and say it's not going to be as bad as it used to be. It's going to be better than that. We're going to make you feel better and let you know that you're safe. And I think that that's the one thing for people to come in, they're afraid. And if you are obese, if you're having stomach issues, stomach problems, and you need a doctor like Dr. Emily Waters, they're available for you over at GBMC, and friendly and educational. And and the robotic side of this, really, all of the modern medicine really has made this better for patients, right? That's the whole piece of this, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's always our aim is to give better care for our patients. Make sure that you get the best outcome.
So who does the robotic surgery? Do you, how, is that you with your hands, with the scalpel, with the, what is robotics? What
It's
happens?
still the surgeon. It's still me. We still have to make the incisions with the scalpel on the body and then insert the instruments. And then we're controlling the robot. The robot's not autonomous or autonomous. I can't even say that, but it does have its own mind of its own. We're still controlling the procedure and controlling the instruments and the arms.
All right. I hope to not see it at work in that way, but I'm going to trust the process as we do around here. Dr. Emily Waters here. She is over at GBMC. She's a general surgeon at GBMC, also their bariatric surgery and their program, educating us as to best news, eat well, avoid the doctor. I've been trying to do that. Don't lift things you shouldn't be lifting and get a hernia or a sports hernia. Take care of yourself. Strength train before and after. There's a plug for my friends at Planet Fitness to stay healthy. But you still have to get to the doctor once in a while. So this is your point to lecture me about my colonoscopy. Go ahead, doc. Go ahead. Talk.
Okay. Like I said, colon cancer, it can be prevented, it can be treated. So get your colonoscopy done because if you have something going on, they can catch it early and take care of you. So over the new age for colonoscopy is 45 years old for a screening colonoscopy. So you're a due. You're well
I'm
due.
overdue.
You're overdue.
Overdue. If my mother were here, and when my wife really wants to get me to do something, I lost my mother a few years ago. My mother would do the finger wag.
Yeah, do you
And
need
you
me to
go
do
to,
that
you get to the doctor and you take, okay, I'm going to do it. You're my reminder. And
Yes,
if
yes.
that's not enough, I'm going to have Dr. Scarron, who's going to be my doctor.
He'll
So
tell you.
yeah, I hey, this GBMC thing's going to work out better than just a hotline around here. And they are the local hospital right down the street. You can always find GBMC. There's satellite headquarters in all places around the counties. You can always go to GBMC and learn more. And I'll be telling you more and educating you more. And you just educated me that if I had to come see you, I wouldn't be as scared as I was 20 minutes ago, doc.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Hey, how does it feel to win championships in the NBA, being a San Antonio Spurs fan, to have had David Robinson, to have had that magic happen? Because there's nobody around here. I feel it because I was a Washington Bullets fan in 1977, but it's been a minute.
Yeah, no, it was awesome because I grew up in the time in San Antonio with Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, as Timmy we call him as the locals, but it was fantastic. And Popovich, we were all huge fans, especially of his after game interviews, if you're familiar with any of his interviewing techniques, he just would just shut down Popovich. So those are always very entertaining.
Popovich might be the greatest post-game quote, and I'm a quote guy, being a longtime reporter in the history of the league. So you've had a lot of fun being a San Antonio Spurs basketball fan through your lifetime. Kind of like me being a Ravens fan. You know, it's been fun. It's been good.
Yeah. No, it's been great. I'm just waiting for the Spurs to come back. You know, we've had a lull. It's a building time. So, waiting for us to win some more championships.
Well, and once you grow up in San Antonio, like getting Tex-Mex food anywhere else is tough, right?
It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's been hard here.
I've walked the Riverwalk. I know my way around down there. Doc, it was a pleasure having you on. Keep doing great work and helping people, making people more comfortable, making their lives better, and help the quality of their lives. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Emily Waters, general surgeon and bariatric surgeon at GBMC and their comprehensive obesity management program. I just learned a whole lot about stuff that, quite frankly, I didn't want to ask the internet and I didn't really know about it. And I've had friends on the GLP thing and I've had friends that have gastric bypass. And I always felt like it was very private and not something I could ask about, but something I'm glad I've learned about. Luke is going to be teaching us about football next week. We're going to be the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens are going to be playing. Luke's going to be out in Owings Mills. Our injury reports can be brought to you by our friends at GBMC as well here in this football season. And I hope that that's a minimal thing. Like, you know, people that need to go to the doctor, people that should go to the doctor. I hope we don't have any injury reports coming out of Owings Mills next week, but it's football and we will. Luke will be on that. Thanks to my friends at GBMC for sponsoring our GBMC hotline here at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. And I want to say this is a public service announcement for our friends at the Curio Wellness and Liberty Pure Solutions that have had me out the last 27 days eating all of my 27 favorite things to eat. I have been sharing some of the food. So, and you should share it too. So get out, support our sponsors, support our non-sponsors, and keep hope alive on our 27th anniversary adventure. Eat responsibly while you're out there on this segment. I'm Nestor. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.